The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio, and hopefully this will be the last time I complain about my upper respiratory infection, because I just had my doctor, Paul, who is here in Louisville, my local doctor, call in a prescription for an antibiotic. I'm caving in. I'm taking an antibiotic. It's been 3 weeks since I developed this problem, and the reality is that I'm at the risk of it turning into something like pneumonia. So, you know, as much as I hate antibiotics, I hate pneumonia more. But, of course, I'll talk about my use and also in concert use with high doses of probiotics. I have a regimen all set up, and we'll talk about that at a later time on a different show. So today's show is interesting. So first we're going to have my friend and co-host, Dr. Jeff Galini, come on. We're going to talk about digestive tract destruction. Then we're going to be joined by Eagle Beryl Janssen to talk about how they do it in Scandinavia. I often have doctors and scientists on the show that are talking to us from different countries, and I often want to ask them about things like, well, how do they treat this there? And because the more we know about how other countries handle things, the more we start to recognize whether or not we're doing things right here in the United States. So that'll be an interesting discussion later in the show.
This is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini.
You know what I was thinking, Dr. J?
What's that?
I really don't have any friends, per se, because all I do is work, and then the rest of the time I spend with Elisa or my children. And the reality is that I look so forward to doing shows with you and people like Rob Regish, because I feel like I get to visit with a friend for a little while. It's just the weirdest thing. I just realized it when I was so excited to, like, oh, I'm so excited Jeff's going to be on the air with me.
I hear you, man. That's the problem sometimes when you work, you know. I don't know. I mean, you have a lot of acquaintances and business relations, but when you think of, you know, as a kid, you know, having friends, nah, right here, man, this is the most time we have to talk.
Yeah, I know. You know? I know, right? And yeah, we got a good discussion today, right? We're going to talk about the digestive tract, which kind of fits into this whole dialogue with me being sick for 3 weeks now, too.
Yeah, it is. You know, I think people just don't realize, I was thinking about it, we're actually like passengers in our own bodies. I mean, there are over 100 trillion bacteria that live, you know, either in or on our body. That is crazy. I think it's something like 5 pounds. So people, don't be thinking, you know, if you want to lose weight, you know, kill all the bacteria, because that's not good.
But in fact, they do research with rodents that have no microbiome, and these rodents are susceptible to every type of disease state imaginable early on.
And you know, they don't teach this kind of stuff in school. You know, you think about such an important part of the way our bodies are made up. You know, you learn anatomy, you learn, you know, the muscles, and you have to memorize the muscle names and things. But man, you know, there are so much more bacteria. As a matter of fact, there are more bacteria than cells. I saw something like 10 times the amount. And when you look at the importance of this bacteria, it's crazy. I mean, we don't learn this stuff. We don't think about that. This good bacteria, you know, it actually neutralizes, toxins that enter in. It inhibits yeast. It fights off the bad bacteria in the gut, keeps the gut healthy. And, of course, this is all goes toward influencing our immune system.
Right.
You know, without these bacteria, I mean, we would have no immune system. We probably would die. I mean, you know, look at all the stuff we breathe and eat and do. So without it, I don't think our bodies would be able to survive.
Well, you know what's interesting? So we talked about this, I think it was earlier this year. Maybe I'm wrong. But the reality is that cirrhosis of the liver that's associated with alcohol consumption is actually a result of alcohol's ability to break down a particular biofilm in the microbes. So there's biofilm that sequesters bad microbes, keeps them kind of in jail, if you will. And as long as they're in that biofilm, they play no influence on your body. Alcohol breaks down this biofilm that then allows these rogue microbes to travel to the liver and cause cirrhosis of the liver. It's not the direct damage done by the alcohol. It's the alcohol's effect on the microbes in your stomach that then release these bad microbes that travel to the liver. Think about that for a second.
Well, exactly. And, you know, when you look at, again, the, you know, they call it gut flora is the pretty name for bacteria. You know, its ability to neutralize toxic things that come in. I mean, geez, this day and age, I mean, about everything we eat probably contains some type of toxin, poison, you know, glyphosate. I mean, it reduces that. It discourages, you know, the growth of back bacteria and yeast, you know. And then the other cool thing that, you know, it stimulates the whole digestive process and aids in the absorption of these nutrients.
Right.
You know, as well, and I didn't know this, but I saw a study that says that it helps to produce vitamins such as B and K.
Yes, I was just going to say that. Yeah.
Yeah, and its byproduct is, you know, the growth of beneficial bacteria. You know, so again, I mean, it's so important to keep that healthy. And you know, I wanted to talk about this is something I'll bet. Again, they don't teach this in school. Where does this bacteria come from, and how does it even get in our system? And it's quite interesting because when a baby is in the womb, it has no bacteria at that stage. It isn't until the birth process starts and the infant starts coming through the birth canal that it starts to pick up, you know, all the muck, the bacteria and stuff during that birth process. And as it starts to open its mouth, preparing for its first breath, that is when bacteria is actually ingested in the mouth and gets down into the baby's stomach. Now, you think, well, why isn't the stomach, you know, kill that bacteria? Well, a baby doesn't have any acid in its stomach yet until it starts breathing. You know, then the whole biological system kicks in. So that bacteria actually starts to take root into the gut, and that's when it starts to grow.
So there's a new trend happening, right? So because this is something that C-section babies miss out on. The passage through the vaginal canal swabs the baby in the mother's microbes, and as you point out, some of those microbes go down the throat. Many of them are on the skin. So what is becoming commonplace now amongst parents in the know is after the C-section baby is born, they will ask the doctor to swab the mother's vagina and then rub that all over the baby. Now, some doctors will be resistive. Oh, what? No, just do it, doc. But trust me, there's research showing that keeps the C-section baby from developing the allergies that are associated with C-section babies.
And I'll bet that the majority of the C-section babies are the ones that have all the allergies.
Oh, yeah, I'm one of them.
It's, you know, again, you think that medical science, you know, would understand these basic principles, and that would just be a practice that if they have to give a C-section or, you know, that's the preference, that, okay, you know, babies need bacteria, so they need to stick the head up there or something. I mean, you know, they got to rub it and swab it to get that process going. You know, people who are sensitive to the sun and have all those skin issues. Well, again, We got bacteria on our skin, which is one of the reasons why, you know, antibacterial hand wash are okay, but people who are phobic and do it all the time,
yeah,
you're actually killing all that good bacteria. You got to be really careful.
Well, let me share something with you. This is really kind of icky and interesting at the same time. So, you know, I'm all about human breast milk and have been for a long
right.
time. Okay. 40% of the microbes delivered to a baby who breastfeeds does not come from the milk, but comes from the skin around the breast and the areola where the baby puts their lips and sucks.
Mm-hmm.
So I started thinking about this, right? You go to Starbucks and your barista is not wearing plastic gloves when she puts the cap on your cup and her hand and she pushes it down. She's putting microbes on the lid of that cup that are her personal microbes. And if she's obese or he's obese, then chances are they have the microbes that lead to greater obesity. We know this already. Then you put your lips on that cup and you drink. And you are ingesting microbes from these people, just the way the baby is ingesting microbes from suckling on the mother's areola and nipple.
It's a constant. I mean, have you ever been in a car or in the house and the sun hits just right and you see all this stuff in the air?
Yeah. It looks like smoke.
The other day I saw that and I sat and I don't know, the light came on. I thought, my goodness, I mean, how are our bodies able to breathe all this stuff? And you know, those are, I guess, lint and what else, but what is it I can't see? No, it's a constant battle. We had the FDA in here a couple weeks ago doing an inspection, and he was talking about gloves and, you know, sanitary things. And he said, do you think gloves are sanitary? I guess they're better than hands. He goes, yeah. He goes, but let me tell you what happens in a lot of food places is, the person sneezes. What do? They put their glove up to their face. They got an itch. They rub their face. He said, so, you know, things pick up bacteria so easily.
Yeah.
And not that would be a big potential problem, but like you said, I mean, you know, Starbucks, you go into a restaurant, somebody touched that silverware. They're not sanitary. You know, the grills, the plates. I mean, we are ingesting bacteria all the time, but that's why we have this gut flora to be able to combat that. So, you know, that's why it's so important to have, you know, the bacteria in your system in good shape. And like you said, you know, getting on some antibiotics. We're going to talk about that a little later in the show. You know, things that actually kill this good bacteria.
Well, let's talk about, you wanted to talk about foods that affect the microbes, right? Why don't we talk about that now?
Well, yeah, let me tell you the worst one, and you know, we talk about this all the time, which is why we did Thrive, but there's a thickening agent called carrageenan that is typically in ice cream, yogurt, soy milk, sour cream. It causes inflammation in the GI tract, which triggers a similar response to that of pathogen invasions from something like salmonella. So, obviously, you know, when you take in salmonella, you know, your body wants to go to start to kill that. So, you know, you're going to lose a lot of good bacteria during that whole process.
Right.
But when it thinks it's there, you're killing good bacteria.
Only. Right. Exactly. You're basically waking up the immune system for no reason at all.
And there is no reason for that stuff. There is no health benefits, nothing other than people like things thick.
Thick.
So that's one that's really bad. The other is wheat, which, again, is gluten. You know, wheat will trigger acid reflux, inflammatory bowel diseases, along with a lot of other things. So, again, we got to be very, very careful of wheat. But here comes the biggest one. I've got three big ones, and these kind of aren't necessarily foods, but they come along with foods, GMOs.
Yeah.
Now, I don't believe that the GMO itself is dangerous. It's why they produce a genetically modified organism so that they can glyphosate it, they can round up it. And those pesticides are getting into our food. We already know that. I saw a report the other day that Cheerios was one of the worst products that contained the most glyphosate, something like 12%. I mean, it was some ridiculous amount. That stuff kills everything. You go put some Roundup on anything, it kills anything. So again, that is killing that bacteria and killing it at a very high rate. The other thing, alcohol.
Yeah.
Now,
I, you know what? I've made this argument for so long, right? In a laboratory, yeah. How do you create an aseptic environment? If you have a tabletop, what do? You swab it with alcohol.
Nothing will grow in alcohol.
Huh?
You could put bacteria in alcohol, instantaneously killed. It can't survive. So again, you know, people who drink excessive amounts of alcohol, and again, these are all excessive. I mean, it isn't that you eat a scoop of ice cream and you're going to kill everything. I mean, this is over time. But again, you know, excessive amounts of alcohol not only strains the liver and damages the GI tract, but again, just that amount going into the gut, there are bacteria in our gut. The majority of it is in our stomach.
Well, and so here's
the other thing.
Oh, good. I'm sorry. Then I want to throw something in there. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, which kind of goes along with that, you know, kind of gets into some of the drugs and things where, you know, we have to be careful from NSAIDs because, again, those will kill a good bacteria. They damage the gut lining, which is where these microbes live.
Right.
So anything we do that damages the lining of the gut, potentially dangerous.
So here's an interesting fact. We have two phyla of microbes in our body, and they are Bacteroidetes and Firmicutes.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them is associated with greater energy utilization, less energy absorption from food, and leanness. The other one is associated with lower energy utilization, greater energy absorption from food, and obesity. I get them confused. I think Bacteroidetes are the one that's associated with obesity, and Firmicutes are the ones that are associated with leanness, but I could be wrong. But here's the interesting fact. The ones associated with leanness, they tend to be the most volatile and the most delicate. They are the ones that are often wiped out by antibiotics. They are the ones that are often wiped out by foods, alcohol consumption, the things that you're talking about. So all of these things that are seemingly innocuous on the surface but have a negative effect on your microbes almost exclusively affect the microbes that you want to keep.
Yeah.
And the ones that you don't want to keep take up the space when those die.
And that's the problem when you take an antibiotic. Obviously, they're crucial because, you know, some of these strands of viruses, these pathogens are lethal to us. So, again, we have to take these antibiotics, but think of it as Roundup. I mean, you know, it's killing the good with the bad.
Right.
So we have to be very careful. Two other things that people may not think about, stress. Is a big killer of bacteria because it causes the body to secrete less IgA, which is one of our first lines of immune defense. The other thing is sleepless nights because while you sleep, that is when your body repairs, including your gut. It will start to repair itself while you sleep.
Right.
So people that don't, you know, don't sleep well or don't think they need a lot of sleep, no, man, it's so important.
They get the gut issues. I want to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about some other things that could be affecting our microbes. We're talking with Dr. Jeff Gallini. This is Science for Humans. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advance banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, LIVONLabs.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Jeff Galini. This is Science for Humans. We're talking about the little bugs that live inside your gut. They're actually your friends. So you better get used to them because they serve you. You know, a lot of autoimmune disorders are associated with dysbiosis of the gut because a lot of the food that you eat is digested and turned into innocuous and or healthy things by the microbes in your gut. When those microbes aren't working and those things show up in your bloodstream, that's when autoimmune disorders start to show up.
You know, I was just thinking of something. There are some places in the country that have a higher level of kids being born with autism. And One of the places is in Pennsylvania, and the neighborhoods are under these big power lines. I'm wondering if those power lines, like a microwave, aren't maybe in the mothers killing some of these bacteria that, you know, could be hindering the baby's growth or something, you know.
You know, as we learn more and more about the microbes in our gut, we learn more and more that they are associated, either corollary or causative, to disease states. I don't doubt that there's some, because there's a doctor in the UK that I interviewed probably 5 years ago who had a son, who has a son, on the spectrum, and she was able to mitigate most of his symptoms by giving him a blend of two probiotics, L. plantarum and bifidobacteria. Because most children who have autism have terrible gut issues, and the parents who have children know what I'm talking about. Their guts get upset by everything. They can only eat a limited number of types of foods. There is definitely a gut connection there somewhere. There's no doubt about it.
Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, I want to talk about, you know, things that are good for the gut. Because obviously we're talking about all these things and people are probably freaking out now. We're talking about probiotics. Be very careful. Probiotics, I don't want to say are unregulated, but when you see some number on the bottle, that technically means at the time of manufacturing, because there's no way to actually measure the active units. And if that product has not been shipped refrigerated and is in the refrigerator, I don't care what a store says, those things are going to die. So you're just going to have to try some. I know I went through a lot of different probiotics because one of the things that I was having was like just some stomach bloating. And when I found one that actually worked, it works fairly consistently, but I'll get a bottle where it doesn't work quite as well. And I know that, you know, it probably was old, even though the date is good. So you got to find good brands. You know, don't buy those things off the internet or, you know, at the discount stores. You know, go into a health food store, you know, where you know that they've at least kept it in the refrigeration and probably have monitored that. And then not necessarily all the billions really make much sense, because I have developed a probiotic strain. I haven't commercialized it yet, but you can only fit so much into a capsule. And some of them that are claiming, you know, 30, 60, 90 billion, you can't fit that much in there. So,
That speaks to there's one probiotic I recommend. They're not a sponsor of the show, and they never have been. There's a company out there called Sigma Tau. They make a probiotic that is actually approved by the Food and Drug Administration for treatment of IBS, ulcerative colitis, and other digestive disorders. However, the by prescription product is 900 billion CFUs, and it comes in a pouch, as you're pointing out.
Yeah.
You can't fit these in a
cap. Yeah.
But they make an over-the-counter version, again, in a pouch, that's 450 billion CFUs. It's eight different non-competing, non-overlapping strains. It is refrigerated from the moment it's made as it travels to the roads, and it's only available in pharmacies. You can get it at Walgreens Pharmacy. You can get it at Costco and Sam's Club's Pharmacy. Sam's Club is the best price. 30 pouches is about $82. If you go to Kroger Pharmacy, they want $112 for it. This is the only probiotic I would tell people to take. Number one, 450 billion CFUs in a pouch, and it's a big pouch, is legitimately a therapeutic dose, and it is maintained and handled appropriately that you know you're getting everything you're supposed to get.
And probiotics are expensive, so if you find something that's $5 or $10 a bottle, no. I mean, they are expensive. You typically will spend $40 even if you find a capsule version. But some of the other things, you know, which are called like prebiotics, there are things that actually feed the gut. So you want to get in a good fiber, because fiber is very, very important. Like raw chicory root is great. You know, different types of oat brands or you know, you've got to be a little careful with some of the wheat brands if you're sensitive to gluten, because we already said gluten can cause some problems. But if you have that enzyme in those bacteria that break down gluten, then, you know, again, not a big deal. But a couple other things are cabbage, artichokes,
yep,
dandelion greens, and raw is the best, garlic, which I love, leeks. We don't, yep, sometimes eat a lot of leeks here.
I make a leek. Raw, I make a leek soup that's out of this world. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Raw onions or cooked onions, asparagus, and then I was happy to find this one on the list, bananas.
Really?
Bananas is probably one of the best bacteria foods for some reason. But yeah, bananas really really are good for your gut health.
I just got a message on Facebook. I never said the name of the probiotic. It's called VSL number 3. VSL number 3 by Sigma Tau. It's the only probiotic you should buy, I'm telling you. And that's
well, maybe one day, Carl, we'll commercialize the one that I've been working on.
Come on, man. Let's do it. I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm ready. So there you go. Take care of your gut. Take care of your microbes, and they will take care of you.
Yes.
Because they are your friends.
They are.
What's going on? Anything happening with Supplement Santa or any upcoming important events that we need to discuss?
Yeah, the biggest one I just want to mention, we just took it on a global scale, the Trade It Up program, which means you can trade up your old creatine for a brand new bottle of Crealkaline, as they call it. www.efxsports.com/trade-it-up. We'll give you all the details on how to participate in that to get you a bottle. And then because videos are involved, the person who has the best videos is also going to win $1,000 in cash. So kind of a little incentive to be quite creative. Of course, Supplement Santa is rolling. Had a successful show a couple weeks ago. Next month, July 19th, will be the next live Facebook broadcast.
Very, very cool. Very, very cool. And also, the book is still available, right? The testosterone book, right?
Yeah, boy, we got a lot of people that have requested that. So, again, if you need some help with your testosterone, you want to know the truth about your testosterone, I will give books away to anyone who wants it. I have e-books, which will, you know, read on your Kindle or any of your electronic reading devices, your phone. Just go to Ask the Scientist at superhumanradio.com and say, hey, can I get a copy of that book? And I'll get you one absolutely free.
Very, very cool. And so we will get back together next week with more science,
yes,
for humans. And
Another
hopefully I will not sound like I'm talking through a kazoo, because this this will all be gone very shortly. So there you go.
Well, I think you'll be better, man. You'll be fine.
Yeah, I'm going to take lots of VSL number 3, I can assure you of that, while I'm taking my
There
my
you go.
Antibiotics. All right, Dr. J, we'll see you next week, brother.
Take care. Okay. Bye-bye.
All right, so we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about how they do it in Scandinavia. Stay tuned.
How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing.
That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
If you followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then trained, fasted, and remained fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without it.
In today's world, what would you give to have that ultimate edge, to always function at the highest possible level? That's exactly what the Da Vinci from Ultra Human gives you. Just one tablet a day increases focus, lowers anxiety, enhances social fluency, and improves your mood and drive. It's 8 hours strong with no crash. A sharp mind is priceless, and the Da Vinci even comes with a money-back guarantee. Find out more at theultrahuman.net. Make your brain 25 again with the Da Vinci from theultrahuman.net. Use discount code SHR10 for 10% off and free shipping.
Discover the faster way of getting real results with BodybuildingSupplements.com. BodybuildingSupplements.com has powerful, proven solutions like patent technology, Crealkaline Supreme, Mass Pro Synthogen, and Adaptogen N.
RVD here. I love Adaptogen N. Give it a try. You'll see.
Buy Adaptogen N at BodybuildingSupplements.com. See remarkable results in 21 days or your money back. BodybuildingSupplements.com. Since 1993, the trusted source for real results.
Use promo code SUPERHUMAN and get an extra 15% off your Adaptogen N today at BodybuildingSupplements.com.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. You know, I often want to just ask people from other countries about the things that they see here in the United States that they think are absurd, and how do they do it in these other countries. And this is actually a phenomenon that I learned when raising children. And those of you who have young children know that, you know, your kids come home with stories about the teacher and but it's not until you go to like a function where all the parents get together and start sharing stories where you go, oh, my God, I didn't realize this was going on. Unfortunately, we're kind of insular here. All the media that we get in the United States is developed here inside the United States, and all the messages as well. And as a result of that, when you start to talk to people from other countries, you start to get a completely different perspective about the things we do here and whether or not they seem absurd to other people. And Norway is an important country, and I'll tell you why. A lot of good science comes out of Norway. Early on, some of the best cellular telephone science came out of Norway. Some fantastic vitamin D research has come out of Norway. Norway is a prime country and speaks for a lot of Scandinavia. My guest is Egil Burley Jonsson. How you doing, Egil?
How you doing, Carl?
Good, good. Thanks for being here. So, and Patrick Rogers, who is a fellow superhuman fan of the show, he's been a guest on the show, supplies me with my soap, he and Corinne. Thank you very much. He said you were going to be in the country and that you have a lot of knowledge about a lot of different things that we could kind of just talk about and see, A, how they do it there, and B, what do they think about what we do here? And that's really what I would just like to just have a conversation about, okay?
Cool. That is awesome.
Now, you wanted to kind of set the stage before we get into this about Norway being a small country. So go ahead. Do your thing.
You actually started quite well with giving me a backdrop there, because as a Norwegian coming to the U.S., and I've been here like 3 or 4 times now, I, of course, see a lot of things that are different than how we do it in Scandinavia. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's this and that is wrong or right, but it's often a lot different. And people start talking about either GMO or politics or food or health or welfare. What people need to know before they start thinking or comparing the U.S. to a Scandinavian country is that a Scandinavian country is very, very small compared to America. So if you take the Norwegian population and the Swedish population and add them together, you have the same population as in New York City.
Okay.
So that's how small we are. So it makes for an easier place to make change happen. Let's say if you wanted to change rules or regulations or laws, it's easier to change the mind of 11 million people than the mind of 350,000 people, 350 million people.
Right.
So that is an important thing to have.
And that was recently exemplified when Norway changed their position on dietary fat. I think it was last year that Norway said, you know what? Fat is actually good for you. And they were able to enact that quick in the whole country.
Yeah, and we have, let's say, a handful of TV channels. So it's easy to get the message out there. People are fairly good, well-educated, so they would be able to understand the message. And we maybe have a greater trust in our system and the people governing us when it comes to health advice and so on. So it's easy to – it's a part of science, and you know this. You have been talking about it in your show, and I've been listening to your show. The great thing about science is when science discovers that it has been wrong, science changes. So when they discover that the fatty acids does this and doesn't do this, they change it because that's what science tells
But that's only true when you don't have an organization like the Food and Drug Administration that provides protection to industry. And then they refuse to let the message out there. And in fact, we get hired guns who publish papers specifically to cover up the truth, to change the endpoints to cover up the truth. And that's what goes on here in the United States all the time.
And I don't think we meant to have our systems the way we have it, but as it turns out, our system is the total opposite of your system when it comes to food rules and regulations. And it's a good way to start this talk, actually, because in order to understand our stance on GMO, you need to understand our position when it comes to food regulations. And the way we do it, we don't have any way of having the FDA approve a product in Norway. There is no approval. There is no stamp you can get that says that my product is approved by the Norwegian FDA. We do it the other way around. As a manufacturer of food, I'm a sales manager for a supplement company in Norway. And in Norway, supplements are regarded and treated as food in the same way like a bagel or a bread or a chicken would be. The way we need to handle it in Norway is we have a set of rules and regulations that apply for food producers and factories producing food stuff. And we would need to follow that procedure and that rule book and guarantee that we have to prove that our products are safe before we put them into the market. And the minute a product is in the market, the FDA, the Norwegian FDA, can show up and check the plant and the product and the raw material. And if it's not up to standard, they will shut us down. So we have to prove that a product is clean and safe, and then we can sell it.
So let's talk about the safe part, right? So just this morning I was on a TV show talking about the chemicals that are allowed to be in women's cosmetics that are approved by the Food and Drug Administration that show that they do harm And on top of that, they've been banned by other countries like the EU from being... Okay, so how do you test something for safety?
We do it in a very negative way, and that is not just a way of speaking, but a literal way of speaking. We have a positive list in the EU. Norway is not a part of the EU, but a lot of the rules are the same. We have a positive list, and that is a list of substances and raw material that can be used in dermatology products or food products or whatever goes on in your body. And if we put something in a product that is not on the positive list, it's not allowed. So the only thing we can do, if we let's say we would magically find a new amino acid, that would not be on the positive list. So we would need to have it run through the system and have it put on the positive list in order to be able to use it. So the only product and raw material available for use is the ones that are already approved on the EU positive list, and that is the whole European Union plus countries like Norway that is outside the Union but choose to follow the same rules.
So some people will say, oh, that's Kodak, and Kodak restricts you from even getting vitamin C without a prescription. Is that true in Norway?
Oh, the vitamin C thing? No.
Yeah, so you could buy vitamin C at any health food store or anything like that.
Oh, yeah. We would just have like a general health, not a warning, but a suggestion of what is the recommended daily dosage. But you can get any vitamin or... I think you have a little bit more OTC products in America than in Norway, and a lot of different brandings on the same product, like is it called Tylenol and these pain relievers
and
such.
Right.
We have like one or two brands, so it feels like it feels like you have more choices. But I don't think that you have that many products. More products being sold over the counter without prescriptions here than we have, but we have fewer. We have fewer to choose between because it's not a big industry. Like a pharmacy in Norway would not make money off of the medicine, prescription medicine. The pharmacy would make their money off of the dietary supplements and the skin care and all the other stuff they sell at the pharmacy, not the medicine. So the big medicine industrial influence and the big dollars are not in medicine.
That was my next question. So the pharmaceutical industry has co-opted medicine in the United States today to such a great mm-hmm. degree that we have commercials telling people, go in and ask your doctor for this drug. So how is it in Norway? Do the pharmaceutical companies advertise directly to the people? And are pharmaceuticals a big part of medicine there?
That is the two first things that Norwegians will notice when they turn on the television in America. It's the beer commercials and the pharmaceutical commercials.
Well, the beer commercials are okay. Those are okay.
Oh, yeah, I like them. But let's say like statins. We would never have a commercial in Norway urging you to call your doctor and see if would statins be a thing for me to use. That would be it will be an outrage if that happens.
But why? But why is it? So is it because the culture would reject it, or does the government do a better job of keeping pharmaceutical companies from exploiting the Norwegian people?
It's just not allowed, as in tobacco commercials, alcohol commercials, and commercials for medicine. You might find some ads in magazines when it comes to OTC, like pain medication. But no prescription medication at all, or no treatment would be allowed.
As a result of that, do you have any knowledge of any statistics of the number of Norwegian people, say above the age of 50 years old, who are on multiple pharmaceutical drugs? I have to believe that there's far less pharmaceutical drug dependence in that country.
I have some recent statistics for you when it comes to statins, actually.
Okay.
9% of the Norwegian adult population uses statins, whereas in America you are about 26 or 27% right now.
That's startling.
And I think a lot of it has to do with your either your doctors or the fact that you let the medical companies advertise those statins at the networks and make people start wondering and asking their doctors about it, and could this help me, could this help me? And that might be the only incentive that makes the sales of statins go up.
Okay, so the next question, wait, because this is great stuff. So in the United States, we have people in the mainstream media, these could be talk shows, these could be mm-hmm. news shows, who are constantly telling the viewers, statins prevent heart attack, statins are good for you, statins. So they're people are bombarded with this message that actually affects acceptance of these. Do you have that constant message in Norway that statins are good for you?
Not at all. If it hadn't been for me actually visiting America, reading about America, having friends over here, I wouldn't have known the word. If you called me 5 years ago, I wouldn't have known anything about statins at all.
What about heart attack? Is heart attack as prevalent in Norway as it is in the United States?
I would not have. I do not have a really good answer to that. And again, when it comes to statins, I'm not an MD.
Right.
I would guess that statins help some people, but the problem is, why does it need to be advertised, and what does it do to the people that get it but don't need it? There's a lot of other effects of statins that you don't want. But
yeah, like dementia, like diabetes.
Muscle
wasting.
Loss and the muscle control.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm not saying that statins are bad for you, but what I'm saying is, if they were so good, there wouldn't be a reason to advertise them. But then again, that is your system, and it really should be up to the health organization to address that issue. But again, I'm not saying that our solution is better. It's just really, really different.
Yeah, yeah.
And it just makes me wonder, and it makes me ask questions. I've been bugging Mr. Rogers all the time about all the differences, and we see good differences and we see bad differences.
I'm looking at a study that was published by Finkelstein Institute.
Mm-hmm.
That in actuality, that mortality and cardiovascular disease is on the decline on the 65 and up group, but there is an increasing number of heart attacks in Norway in younger adults, but they don't quantify that with an age, but they speak, they do not speak. They don't say anywhere in this abstract that the decline is the result of statin drugs. They say the decline is a result of a reduction in blood pressure and a reduction in smoking by the population. Is tobacco use popular in Norway?
Oh, it has gone down a whole lot.
Yeah, so there you go. That's what's driving the heart attack decline in the 65 and older group. They stopped smoking.
Remember when California had the law about public smoking?
Yes.
A couple of years before that, Norway got the law about smoking indoors and smoking outside entrance doors of official buildings and hotels and so on. That started the decline of smoking in Norway.
I bet.
And also, we chew a lot more tobacco than you guys do, I think. When we were young, Carl, you might be one of the cool guys if you smoked in school. Now you're not.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's changing. I want to take a quick commercial break. I've got lots more questions. Since we're talking about pharmaceuticals, I want to talk about HRT. I always wonder about HRT in other countries, and I know that you have a perspective on that. And also, I sponsored a bill 20 years ago in the United States. I said people can smoke in public, but they can't exhale. They can only inhale. But apparently nobody liked that bill, so there you go. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
$4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advance contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advance. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advance banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
In today's world, what would you give to have that ultimate edge, to always function at the highest possible level? That's exactly what the Da Vinci from Ultra Human gives you. Just one tablet a day increases focus, lowers anxiety, enhances social fluency, and improves your mood and drive. It's 8 hours strong with no crash. A sharp mind is priceless. And the Da Vinci even comes with a money-back guarantee. Find out more at theultrahuman.net. Make your brain 25 again with the Da Vinci from theultrahuman.net. Use discount code SHR10 for 10% off and free shipping.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoKana banner ad today.
Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing. So our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. I love doing this. In fact, one of the things I love about traveling to other countries and sitting in airports in other countries is you get to talk to people and get perspectives about life in those countries. And quite often you come away feeling like, you know, these countries really have it on the ball. We do the, you know, we're snobs here in the United States. Our science is better. You know, our athletes are better. Our government is better. It's all BS. When you start traveling around the country and around the world, you start to find out their science is just as good. Their athletes are just as good. And we have to, it's okay to have an attitude of American exceptionalism, like working hard to do the best, but it absolutely is contrary to progress to think that we do it right and we know it all. There's no room for growth. until you start talking to somebody like Egil who's from Norway, about the perspectives of things in Norway, you think to yourself, wow, Norway does a better job protecting its people than the United States does. There's an area that we can be more exceptional in. So what about HRT? Is HRT common in Norway, or is it kind of a fringe thing?
Well, Carl, let me just say that when it comes to my personal opinion, when it comes to food safety and safety of the general population and the customers, I think we are maybe 5 to 10 years ahead of you guys when it comes to the way we solve things, as we talked about earlier.
I agree.
About medicine.
Yeah. I agree.
But when it comes to HRT, I would like to give you guys the first place, because we are 10 years behind you when it comes to that. I have friends that are doctors, and they say that a lot of male problems, middle-aged men problems, could be solved by 500 milligrams a week. But in Norway, it would not be possible for them to air that opinion, because the whole system is set the other way around, that you have to prove that something is safe before you can use it. And when a treatment doesn't have a specific medicinal purpose,
right,
the opinion in the Norwegian healthcare system and the Swedish one and the Danish one is that HRT includes testosterone, and testosterone makes you big.
First of all, 500 milligrams is not necessary. 300 milligrams isn't necessary. 250 milligrams a week of testosterone cypionate, because of its pharmacodynamics and pharmacokinetics,
is
very effective at making men feel better, more energetic, warding off diseases associated with aging without making you, quote-unquote, big. We're talking about physiological levels of testosterone here.
And there are doctors in Norway who would advocate that and who would agree with you, but there is, and it wouldn't be possible in Norway to get 250 milligrams of cypionate from the doctor, because it's not in the pharmacy.
Yeah.
The only steroid that's available in a pharmacy on prescription, I think it's called Nebido.
Oh yeah, Nebido. Yeah. Nebido is testosterone undecoconate.
Yeah, like 9 weeks or
6 months or
weeks.
4 months, one shot for every 4 months or something like that.
Yeah, I think the guys who have testicular cancer or prostate cancer or any other condition that makes the doctor say, okay, you need to go on testosterone, they would get Nebido, and they would get it every 8th or 9th week. And for some, that is would be enough HRT. I have males in my family that would benefit from Nebido, but they wouldn't be able to get it unless they had, let's say, testicular cancer or an injury.
So age-related hypogonadism, a guy who's 60 years old and his testosterone levels are at 240, which is actually the upper end of a woman's testosterone levels, he could not get Nebido based on that testosterone level.
His regular doctor would not even know what it was. You would need to actually have somebody in your family tell you, oh, uncle or grandpa, you need to go see this or that doctor, because he's a specialist when it comes to that. And then you would get it. But in Norway, it's just not a thing that the Norwegian doctors even have studied.
Is testosterone illegal to possess in Norway? Is it a controlled substance?
As of 2013, it became illegal to buy, possess, and use. So if you're driving down the road in Norway or in America, you could be stopped and put through a sobriety test, right?
Right.
Yeah. In Norway now, and Sweden, if you look too big on the street, you might actually get stopped and be asked to give a urine sample.
Interesting.
Not interesting, stupid.
Well, of course. So didn't a gym in Norway or in Sweden about 4 years ago or 3 years ago, they actually, the government was testing the sewage water coming from the gym where the urine was accumulating, and they were testing it for metabolites of known anabolic steroids, and it was...
I've not heard that
story. Okay, maybe it was somewhere else. It was so, but they've actually done this. They've actually done this in one of these countries where they have this draconian attitude about testosterone. They actually were testing the sewage water from a gym, and then they went in and they busted a bunch of people in the gym because they were able to determine that somebody was selling in there.
It wouldn't surprise me at all. But to be fair, it's a law that hasn't been used that many times. The police probably will use it as, let's say it was domestic disturbance, domestic violence.
Yeah.
That would be a worsening factor for the man if he beat his wife. It's not like they're going out hunting for bodybuilders. But it says, I still think it's important because it says something about, in some areas, we are maybe in at the front of science and studies and finding new ways to treat diseases. And in other ways, we are way back because some of these regulations are put there because of lack of knowledge.
Is the government in Norway more conservative, more liberal? Do you have conservative and liberal like all these other countries do, or is it just pretty much a homogenous government?
We have the same spectrum, but the most right-wing conservative politician in Norway would be considered leftist or leftist.
Really?
Oh yeah. If you take the most conservative Christian party, which of course has very few voters in Norway, he would be called a socialist or a communist if he ever tried to run for governor or president in America.
The reason I say this, or I ask this, is because I've found from my own research and observation that the more liberal and the more left a government and a society is, the more demonization of testosterone. I don't mean cypionate.
Yeah.
Men, the more demonization of testosterone leads to terrorism. Testosterone leads to crime. Testosterone. In fact, I...
There aren't a single study that would back up those claims, but I agree with you.
I had an interchange with someone on Facebook through Facebook Messenger a couple weeks ago. And I posted on Facebook, more men in the United States are incarcerated. More men are addicted to drugs and alcohol. More men commit suicide. More men are in mental institutions than women in the United States. And this woman messaged me and she said, it's because of testosterone. And I thought to myself, that is a naive, biased statement by a person who wants to hate men. Because, and I said to her, hardly, because women have high testosterone levels as well. And so surely their high testosterone, the women with the highest testosterone levels would be doing the same things, and they don't. And I mean, it was just the ignorance. It's testosterone. So what I find is that the more liberal, the more left a government is, the more liberal, the more left a population is, the more likely they are to demonize men and testosterone.
I agree with you. And if her claim was correct, you would see the same criminal statistics in America as in Norway due to the fact that we are approximately 50-50 male and female.
Right.
But you do not. So there are a lot of different reasons why people become criminals or end up criminals than our hormone levels.
Yes, absolutely.
So when it comes to HRT, Carl, we are years behind, but some doctors are picking up, and some doctors are, of course, studying the field, but they are very few, and it's still frowned upon. And you probably are right about the left thing that...
testosterone is evil. It's the reason for all the wars. Meanwhile, the real reason for all the wars is religion, but I don't want to get into that right now. That's a different subject entirely. Is Norway secular? Like in Italy, we have a lot of Roman Catholics. Is Norway very secular when it comes to religion?
I saw a study that they've asked if you ask the American population, you would have about 95% saying that they believed in a higher entity or a god. In Norway, I think that number, if that number is correct, let's say 95% in the U.S., would be around 30, between 20 and 30% in Norway.
Mm-hmm.
We are a country that is originally, after the Vikings got turned over to Jesus, we ended up as a Lutheran Christian religion, and we have a close bond between the church and tradition. We have people going to church have their kids baptized without ever having read the Bible, and people get married in the church even though they do not believe in God. So the church, since the year 1100, has been used as a traditional room in Norway, but religion and the church does not have a big grip on the Norwegian population at all. And but you guys, I think you guys actually had a separation of state and church before
it really didn't happen. It was just on the surface. It really hasn't happened.
I've never seen as many churches as I've done here in Virginia, but we just recently had a separation between church and government in Norway, and there was no problem with it because we are not very religious as a society.
I have to believe that there is less violence in Norway, because what I find is, and I know I'm going to piss a lot of people off when I say this, but it's the truth.
Just go ahead. Piss them off.
When you look at the most devoutly religious populations, you see the highest level of intolerance and the highest level of violence. When you find populations that religion is kind of, I can take it or leave it, you have much greater degree of tolerance and you have much lower violence. That's just been my observation.
I would agree. There is no correlation between good morale and religion. So if there's not a correlation between good morale and religion, then it has nothing to do with each other. So I find that very religious people often have a more aggressive approach to right or wrong than a secular person would.
It's actually called groupthink. What groupthink is, one of the abstract effects of groupthink is we are the ones that possess the truth. And mm-hmm. right is on our side. So anything we do to pursue our position is in line with our God. And this kind of thinking is at the root of everything going back to from the Spanish Inquisition forward, from the days of the Roman empires and the Catholic religion dominating Europe forward. This is the problem with that type of groupthink. And what it does is it absolves you of doing horrible things because you're doing them in the name of God and God wants you to do it.
It's easy to be an atheist in Norway compared to what I imagine it would be over here. And the debate is still on. The Catholic Church has a very low, presence in Norway. We do not have very many right-wing Christians at all. So we are quite liberal. The religious people we have are also quite liberal. And actually, the only terrorist attack we had in Norway was an angry white man killing a lot of people because of his view on immigration and race. So we do not have many things happening because of religion. It's quite, Norway is quite laid back when it comes to that, and the same goes for Sweden and Denmark as well.
Before we go into this next break, what about anti-aging? Since anti-aging kind of heralds the whole HRT movement here in the United States, do we have any anti-aging influences, clinics opening up in Norway?
I have never seen. No, I would not say that I could find. I would have to look to come up with a clinic name, or I've never seen any commercials or heard or read anything about it. It's not a topic at all, I think.
Yeah, and that's what's missing. Dr. Bob Goldman from A4M needs to sink his teeth into Norway because they have plenty of science that they could promote to get people to change. You know, when I hear you say, well, there's no research on testosterone, Well, hell, there is. It's a hormone in our body for decades. We have plenty of research on what it does. Now, I get it. Injecting testosterone, we don't have research on that. But we have research with compatibility and effects of testosterone in the human condition that could easily be extrapolated out and start the dialogue for HRT.
I just don't think that the Norwegian health system has found any reason to do that or to use that science yet.
Yes, yes, because it doesn't, as you pointed out, it does not treat a specific condition that you can then look and go, oh, it worked, that condition went away.
Agreed.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to flip the script a little bit with you, Egil. I want to talk about genetically modified foods and chemical pesticides and herbicides, okay?
Let's do that.
All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing, so our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Discover the faster way of getting real results with bodybuildingsupplements.com. Bodybuildingsupplements.com has powerful, proven solutions like patent technology, Crealkaline Supreme, Mass Pro Synthogen, and Adaptogen N.
RVD here. I love Adaptogen N. Give it a try, you'll see.
Buy Adaptogen N at bodybuildingsupplements.com. See remarkable results in 21 days or your money back. Bodybuildingsupplements.com. Since 1993, the trusted source for real results.
Use promo code SUPERHUMAN and get an extra 15% off your Adaptogen N today at bodybuildingsupplements.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. So most of us feel that what's being done to our food supply in the United States is just an atrocity. So, Egil,
yep.
Do you have genetically modified foods or plant crops in Norway?
Short answer, no. More specific answer, I work in a supplement company that has been manufacturing proteins and weight gainers.
What's the name? What's the name of the supplement company? Give them a plug.
It's the most redneck name ever. Protein Factory.
Oh, is it affiliated with the Protein Factory here in the United States?
Not at all.
Okay.
It's just a company that sells in Scandinavia.
Okay.
So it will be on a Norwegian web address and everything.
Okay.
But we sell in Norway, Sweden, Denmark, and Finland. And has been doing it, and both manufacturing and also importing since 2001. So I work with GMO problems on a weekly basis, and I have been since 2008. So when we want to sell, let's say, a Canadian or American product in Norway, you would think that I could just email Ultimate Nutrition or Optimum or PVL or Mutant or whichever on the American continent and have them ship products over. If I did that, the products would be stopped in customs, and I would need to get them a certificate that shows that there are no GMOs in those products.
And they can't do that by and large. They can't do it.
No, I would call back to Ultimate Nutrition, and they would say, what? So the thing we need to do to get American products in Norway is that we import them, and we take two bags out of the batch, two bags per batch, ship them to a laboratory, and get the GMO analysis on it. And the first analysis shows whether or not there are GMO present. If it comes back positive, it is GMO present. We would need to leave the batch still in the warehouse in what's called a customs cutoff area, so
right.
We could not touch them.
Like a quarantine. It would be quarantine.
Yeah, like a quarantine. Right. And then we would need a test from the same laboratory that shows the amount of GMO present. And we are allowed to have 0.9% GMO corn in a product with corn. So let's say there's 100 grams of corn in a product. We would be allowed to have 0.9% of those 100 grams in the product, and that would be called just contamination. It's, if a product is contaminated with GMO corn and the level would be under 1%, like 0.99, it would be okay. We could sell the product. But if it has 1% of the corn in it, GMO or 1% of the soy in a product that contains soy, Roundup Ready, I could not sell the product in Norway.
So
and
you,
my money
do,
would
do,
be lost.
You just throw the you got to throw the product away because the manufacturer's not going to take it back.
Oh yeah, correct. So, but we have some good connections over the years. So we actually have are cooperating with a couple of them, and like PVL in Canada, they make mutant mass for us with a special raw material that is, of course, more expensive, but without GMO. So every time I get a batch from Canada, I would need to prove, as I said earlier in the show, Carl, we need to prove that the product is safe. We cannot get it FDA approved. So I have to prove that every batch is safe, and I have to do this analysis on every batch.
That's expensive, but that kind of rigor makes your customer feel like it's safe to buy.
And we would also, at the same laboratory, also have them test our PVOs for drug contamination like methamphetamines or ephedrine, And the customer would, as you say, feel a lot more safe. But GMOs are not available in any products. And we don't even use GMO corn for fuel production.
Really?
We would use different kinds of food waste or waste from wood industry or paper industry to produce our biofuel. We do not use GMO soy or corn in producing biofuel.
So since GMOs are pretty much banned there, what happens with things like Roundup, glyphosate, which is causing a lot of controversy here in the United States right now, because California just said that glyphosate is a known carcinogen, which is really going to turn the tide on Monsanto here. The WHO already said it. Now California is saying it. What about glyphosate? Is it even allowed in the country?
You can buy, I don't know the American measurements, but less than a liter, I think maybe you can buy half a liter per household to do your yard, but it would be a diluted half liter or Roundup.
Diluted.
It would not be the Roundup you can buy at,
right,
at Lowe's or Home Depot over here.
Right.
But I'm not saying that. Personally, I think that some of the, of course, the reason why it is that's as strict in Scandinavia is the way we have things differently than yours. We have to prove that it is safe before we can sell something. So that whole system makes for that logical stop on GMO. But the minute that they could prove that this and that GMO or this and that Roundup Ready or different kind of things that these companies are studying, because we have to be honest, Carl, the reason why the only studies that come out on GMO are funded by the Monsanto and,
right,
and companies like that is because they are the only one who wants to do research on GMO. So it's unfair to bash them just because they fund all the research.
But there is research being done by people who don't have a vested interest in the sale
cool.
of the product. Like Dr. Anthony Samsell, who's been on my show, and he's coming back out. He's coming back on in about 2 weeks. He's just about to publish. He just got peer-reviewed approval, and he's just about to publish a new study on glyphosate and leukemia. And he used. Good, I'm sorry?
I totally agree with you on the Roundup and the pesticide thing of it. But if you look at GMO strictly as an idea, and the idea that if you can do something to a plant that is not harmful for anybody and it would give you 10% bigger crops, I see the point why that would be interesting. But until we get to the point where it's proven that this is safe and they stop this stupid thing of suing farmers that accidentally get GMO crops in their field, they will still have the public against them. And more so in Scandinavia than over here, I think. Even though you guys are catching up, a lot of people in America as well, I know, are against GMO and the whole industry.
I'm not against GMO technology, okay? If we can take a plant and modify some natural attribute of it and make it better, okay, and then do the appropriate research to see if it causes any harm, a long-term study, not 6 months with rats. I mean, years of... I'm all for genetic modifications. However, when you look at the reason for GMO today, it's not to make plants better for people. It's to make plants resistant to chemicals, which makes it better for Monsanto.
Yeah, and that may cause long-term effects that we do not see the reach of. We do not see the whole playing field at all.
Right. Yeah, it's very, very scary. It really is.
And that is the common. If you stopped 100 people in the capital of Norway and asked them about GMO, less than half of them would know what GMO stood for.
Good.
But those who did know would most likely have the same view as you and I on the topic. It's interesting. It might actually solve the starvation problem in the world at some point, but it needs to be handled with care. You have labels in America on coffee cups that says content may be hot.
Yeah.
But you have GMO and Roundup Ready crops all around the country. It doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, and you're not allowed to label the box. Don't forget, we tried to get GMO labeling laws passed in the United States, and the big companies like Monsanto and Kellogg's, they fought it tooth and nail. And you know why they fought it. If GMOs are the next coming of God, then wouldn't they would want to put it on the box, hey, contains GMOs. No, they don't want people to know.
But I agree. Labeling products would be a logical step, because Norway and Sweden and Denmark, we cannot be so stupid as to believe that we would never be introduced to GMO products at our end. They will come at some point or another. But labeling them so that the customer can choose would be a very good second best choice, because they are here to stay. GMOs will affect our lives in years to come, but the labeling needs to be there.
People
need to know what's in the product.
I want to take one last commercial break.
Yep.
And when we come back, I want to talk about specifically the supplement industry in Norway, okay?
Okay.
All right, so stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest high protein potato chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing, so our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today. Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. We're talking to Egil Burley Jansen from Norway. We're talking about Norway. We're talking about the people of Norway, the policies, comparing on our notes with theirs to see what it's like and what they think of us. And that's the last question I'm going to ask them. But tell me about the supplement industry in Norway. I would imagine you don't have any of the pro hormones or designer steroid type products there, like Superdrol and all that sort of stuff, right?
That is correct. We do not have any of those. The supplement industry in Norway, I can speak for the last 17 years of it, because the company I work for, Proteinfabrikken, we started out in 2000 by importing whey protein from America and putting Norwegian labels on them so that the customers could see what was in it, and started selling in the capital area of Norway and the cities around. So we have been looking to America since the 1990s, and I have to be honest and say that very few products come from a Norwegian idea or a Swedish idea. It's both us and our competitors look to America and England and maybe Germany as well for ideas and input on how to make dietary supplements, which in Norway is not labeled dietary supplements, it's labeled as food. But still, the industry in Norway is turning, and I saw this in a commercial over here recently, where you had Starbucks giving out this new double hit drink with caffeine and protein. And the product lines in Norway is going the same way. We are coming up with puddings and food products with increased protein content, the same way you guys have decades before us.
Yeah, and we still have people in the United States who say we get too much protein in our diet here, but they just don't understand the realities of protein is most likely, from an evolutionary perspective, protein is most likely the macronutrient barometer that the body is looking for. And that's why people overeat carbohydrates that have scant amounts of protein in it, because the body wants the protein, so it has to take all the other crap with it.
It's kind of funny that somebody would say that the nutrient protein is the one that we in the West get too much of. You talked about the heart condition in Norway and how it was going up with cardiac problems in certain age groups, right?
Yep.
Earlier?
Yeah.
Yeah. It has to do with diet. And over here as well in America right now, you see a lot of problems with obesity and unhealthy young people, and it's not because of too much protein, I can tell you that. It has something more to do with fat and carbs, I think.
So, what are the most popular supplements in Norway? Pre-workouts?
No, by far it's still whey protein. I think we sell for about $20 million a year, and we're the biggest in Norway. We're small in Sweden and Finland, but we're still there. I think 60% of the money we make come from sale of protein, and then whey protein would be the biggest of those again.
What's next in line if after whey protein?
It would be protein bars and creatine, and then BCAAs, and then we would have pre-workouts together with free amino acids, HMB, leucine, arginine, glutamine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. On the top would be protein bars. BCAA and gainers somewhere around top five, top six.
So are there any protein bars in Norway that we see here in the United States, like Quest bars? Are they there in Norway?
Quest has had its peak in Norway, yes.
You said its peak. Are they starting to slide down, so to speak, or are they still...
Quest peaked about a year and a half ago. About the same time as they came out with their protein powder, it was a really big boost in Norway about Quest. You could see every kid in the gym with a Quest bar. But a lot of European manufacturers have come up with lookalikes or taste-alikes, but in Norway and Sweden, I think our protein bar is either number one or number two if you add Norway and Sweden together. And the only way you can get them in America would be if you visited Patrick.
Okay. Now I know who to ask for one. Did we miss anything? Is there anything that you want? So why are you... Wait. Back up. Why are you here in the United States? Are you competing? I know Patrick does strongman stuff. Are you here for that?
Not at all. I met Patrick and his wife and his family through the strongman sport. But we are here strictly on vacation and to have fun. And we have been doing all sorts of cool stuff while being here. And that does not... And by cool stuff, I do not mean Disneyland and major cities at all.
Yeah, no, I get it. I get that completely.
We have been hiking and going on hay rides and sitting out on the porch smoking cigars and drinking beer like normal people.
So
even though we are superhumans as well.
Do you compete in strongman? Do you train as a strongman or as a powerlifter or anything like that?
I've trained as a powerlifter and competed both as a powerlifter and strongman up until... I peaked in 2011, and then family and work got the best of me.
Yeah.
But I work with supplements and training every day, and me and my wife owns a small gym in Norway as well with a friend. But I do not train as much as I did, and I would have to say that goes for Patrick as well. He has too much to do with putting on the Strongman Corporation competitions and
right. The
Nationals and Arnold's. We love to go to the Arnold competitions. They have the greatest strongman competitions and the greatest expos.
It should also be known that the Norse people, the Norwegian, to
Icelandic,
a great degree,
Swedish.
Icelandic, you know, these are ancestors of the Vikings, and strength has always been an attribute to be proud of. And, here in the United States, people are intimidated by the idea of strength. They're just the same way they're intimidated by testosterone or anything semi-masculine. And I used to say on this show, there is no more noble pursuit in the human condition than the pursuit of strength. It harkens back to the Greco-Roman days when we cherish strength. Today, in the United States, we don't cherish it. We don't like it. We don't want people showing off that they're strong. We want people to keep their strength to themselves. We don't want to be reminded that we could be strong, too, if we wanted to work at it. I have to believe in Norway, strength is still something that is heralded.
I'm afraid I would have to disappoint you, Carl.
Oh, man.
What we have experienced while going to the Arnold's and meeting Americans, both Americans that have something to do with training and regular Americans, we find that our societies are not that different when it comes to reacting upon a big man or a big strong man. And we have the same stereotypes in Norway when we would think that a big strong dude is stupid because it's big and so on. But what I think is, if you look at, do you know how many people live in Iceland?
No, how many?
300,000.
Wow, that's small.
So imagine how insane it is that they've had multiple world's strongest men. Some of them has won it four times, like Magnus Fer Magnusson.
Right.
That a small country of 300,000 can produce, and you've seen the CrossFit Games lately, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you've seen the Icelandic?
Yep.
Yeah. It all has to do with genes and evolution, and only the strong survive, because the first people who left for Iceland in 946 after Christ in order to survive out there and in that environment and in that era with fighting, you needed to really be strong. And those who survived it, those genes were passed on.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everybody there is like Thor.
I don't think we are any better than you Americans when it comes to put strength up there as something to be heralded. But whenever a man says that he doesn't care about being strong, he would lie.
Yeah, that's a lie. I know. That's the new guys who want to impress their feminist girlfriends. They want to be more like women than men. I feel sorry for them because they're missing an opportunity to truly embrace what
a man
is.
Yeah, but that is like puberty. That is like puberty. It's a phase.
Yeah, yeah.
You grow out of it.
So what is the general consensus of the average Norwegian about the United States? And let me preface this question by saying that if you go to Israel, which I've been on business several times, the Israelis will tell you right up and down, oh, we think the Americans are stupid. They let this happen to them. They need to stand. So what? You won't insult anybody. What is the general consensus of the Norwegian people when they talk about the United States? What are the top three things that come to your mind?
The number one thing is your number 45, but we will not discuss number 45. I think that if an American asked a Norwegian face-to-face that question you asked me right now, they would be surprised as to how much we both admire and like American stuff. We are like babies when it comes to American stuff. Remember, we have been influenced by American culture and music and movie since we were small. But when you start going into what we think is strange and different, we would more often than not end up on three subjects, I think, that, and I would agree with some of them, and it would be military, healthcare, and criminal system. I do not think you would find very many Norwegians who are stupid enough to believe that Americans in general are more stupid than we are, because we know enough to know that we are as stupid ourselves. But we would, what you would find if you interviewed Norwegians about this is that they would criticize the military spending, they would criticize your healthcare system, and they would criticize your criminal system.
Yeah.
Because we have found certain things in Scandinavia that has proven to work better. And we believe, and I believe, that in some years, especially when it comes to healthcare and criminal system, you will soon follow.
Well, give me an example. Give me an example on the criminal system, because this is something that I think really is horrendous in the United States.
Okay.
And that goes with the judicial system is part of the criminal system. It's not just the prisons. It's the people who put people in prisons that are the problem here as well.
Okay. So do the word recidive?
Recidivism. Yeah. For those of people who don't know, recidivism is it's the repeat rate. It's the how often it's going to happen again and again.
Fallback rate. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So it's the same word in Norwegian. Recidive. Yes. Okay. So follow me on this one. How many? What is the percentage of fallback in America? How many of 100 men convicted of anything sent to prison, sent back out again? How many come back the second time?
I don't know, but I guess it's got to be high.
70%.
Wow, that's terrible. That's horrible.
In Norway, Sweden, and Denmark, if you add those three countries together, it would be between 20% and 30%. We do things differently in prisons. You got a lot of good programs in American prisons as well, but the whole system is rigged to fail. But this is just one fact. 70% of 100 is just 70 people, so it's not a bad thing necessarily, but do you know how many people you have in prison in America right now because of minor drug charges?
Oh, I don't know the number, but I know that it's stupid. How many?
Almost a million.
Yeah.
One-fifth of the Norwegian population is in prison in America for having had anything to do with drugs on a small scale. So if you take that fact, that million, and then look back on the 70% fallback rate, what are you doing? You are producing criminals.
Yes. Because it's big, because you have to remember something. I don't know how it is in Norway,
But in the United States, there are private contractor companies that run the prisons. They get, like anything else, they get a payment and they get an expense, and what's left over they get to keep. So they're constantly looking to bring more people in, but do a cheaper job at managing them, so they become more. So you now have prisons that are like McDonald's. McDonald's wants more people to buy hamburgers. These companies that run prisons want more people to go to jail. So what happens is the judicial system widens the net so that average people who would have never had a chance to go to prison are now going to prison for stupid stuff.
It's a cause and effect fact that if you build a prison, let's say you and I just got the money and built a prison, every history shows us that that prison will be full of prisoners. There's never been built a prison before that has gone out of business. It's the safest thing to build because the state will fill it with prisoners. So I think the criminal system and the military and the healthcare would be the three top topics that would not be made fun of, but would be strongly debated by a Scandinavian person when it comes to America. But I think you would be surprised, and that is also an important point. The world, and Europe in particular, and Scandinavia has a really strong bond to America. And I don't think you really understand how big an impact your decisions have on the rest of the world. So when it comes to politics or military or fashion or music, whatever you guys are doing, the world is watching. And it goes a lot for when it comes to politics your elections is people are staying up at night watching the American
election. I was amazed by that. You know what's really funny? This last election, I was amazed by the number of Canadians and people in the UK and around the globe that had an opinion about our election when I couldn't even tell you who the Prime Minister of Canada is, and I don't even know when their elections are. But they could tell you everything about what's going on in the United States. Yeah. It's just phenomenal to me.
But I would like to throw out an unsubstantiated opinion. I think that whatever you guys are doing, politically speaking, might have a bigger effect internationally than actually what happens to a regular middle-class American. I think that whether you go Democrat for 4 years or Republican for 4 years, the biggest change will actually be abroad, because it has to do with international trade and military and the signal you're sending on what is your biggest plan for the next 4 years. So yeah. I think that your elections are interesting because they are important to the rest of the world as well as your own people.
That's very interesting. Listen, this has been a great almost hour and a half that we've gotten to spend together, and I've learned so much about Norway. And to tell you the truth, Alisa and I just recently were talking about visiting Norway.
You would need to.
I want to see the country. Norway has some of the greatest cellular telephone science, unbiased science that's been going on for the past decade that blows away all the other science that's being done on cell phones.
But I promise you, Carl, if you came, you would not think a minute about cell phones or cell phone science, because you would be occupied with a whole lot of different stuff.
Oh, I know. Well, listen,
It's been an honor to be here, Carl.
Thank you for coming and subjecting yourself to these questions, because I think that the audience has seen a very, very different type of Superhuman Radio today. And we need to understand. What's that?
We will see on the comments on Facebook on how this talk went.
Yeah. I think people will get something out of it. But listen, Egil, thank you so very much for being on the show today. And thanks to Patrick for hooking this up, okay?
I will.
Okay. Take care. Take care. All right, so that's it. Also, thanks to Dr. Jeff Galini for the first half hour. If you want to try Crealkaline or get the testosterone book, go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ask the Scientist banner ad. And, well, Ask the Scientist. And we'll see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening today.